Thanks, Dan. Hey, Paige.
Nope, you called me.
Oh. Got it's you this time. Did you want to just pass the phone back over to Paige? I mean, we were working from...
No, she's out in the truck, so you called my cell number instead of the office number. But so, hey, I want to put a caveat on all this, that if there's any pertinent, significant changes that are going to be made, I need to approve them.
Oh, of course. Yeah, you're the account holder. Yep, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Yeah, so I don't know if... What was this call about?
So we're getting you set up. Paige and I were going through getting all of your information. I had gotten your voicemail earlier saying we're ready to go. So yeah, getting billing set up for you, getting your account going. That's what we were working on.
The website I told you I had kind of specific ways that I kind of wanted that to go. Are you going to be able to handle that, or is that something I do, or what?
Yeah, well, actually, both. So you guys tell us how you want it, your colors, things like that, what you want in there. But you'll also be able to go in and edit anytime you want. You'll have a full dashboard where you can do that.
Yeah, because my other website, the way it was set up was you'd go to whatever, and you'd click on the picture, and it would run a slideshow of, things I've done with ants, and then you click on roaches, or you click on rodents, or whatever, and it just kind of gives an overall thing of what I do.
I think what we should do, so I set an onboarding call with Paige for tomorrow at 10 a.m., we block an hour, and it is an hour window. Paige had put herself down as the main point of contact for things like that, but I think you should probably be there. I mean, I can put both of you there,
yeah,
but I think you should be there.
She's my girlfriend, and she's my secretary, but she is not as busy. I mean, I've been in business now for years, so and she's new at this, so any kind of significant changes or anything, yeah, it's got to go through me.
Okay, so what I'm going to do for your onboarding call, do you have a separate email address or do you share the same?
I just use Peace of Mind, but I'll make one. I'll make one up and get it to you. I got to do that anyways.
So let me see just a second. So the call is set up for 10 a.m. tomorrow. I'm going to change it so that they call you, but they add her into the call tomorrow.
Okay, well, I can, like I said, I own this company, so I can pretty much set my schedule. I can, this moment, I don't know of anything I have scheduled for 10 o'clock, so.
Okay.
And I can try to be at home and in front of the computer so we can.
Perfect. Perfect.
Dude,
yeah,
just, I'm not very tech savvy. It's getting in trouble in all kinds of ways.
And I think you should be on this call. So there we go. So the Peace of Mind, where did it go? Peace of Mind 17 at gmail.com.
Peace of Mind Pest Control.
Peace of Mind Pest Control 17 at gmail.com is getting an email with a calendar invitation on it. I don't know. I think that goes to Pages. But just for your reference, what I did for your onboarding, they would by default call you because you're the account holder. That's going to always be true. And then I asked them for the onboarding call to add Paige basically as a guest. So that work for you?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. Perfect. So services that you want to list. I've got pest control, VA home loan inspections, and that's as far as I got. What else
I do,
should you say?
I do rodent, I do termites, I do mold and fungus. And actually, I wasn't going to... Well, it doesn't matter with you. It's a flat fee. So,
Yeah. Oh,
they charge,
you can...
they charge you more per lead for mold fungus and stuff, but yeah, and
no,
I'm just, because I find those in my pest control anyway.
Yeah, not for this. I mean, you, if you offer it as a service, we can put it in there, and there's no additional charge for any of them. So tell me what else you offer. Sounds like
I do crawl space abatement and moisture control. I do wildlife here and there, crawling insects, roaches, bed bug specialist.
Oh, wait, hold on. I'm going to catch up to you. Crawling insects. The next one, there's another one, and then bed bug specialist.
I offer a chemical-free, no-heat bed bug treatment. You don't have to pack your house or anything like you normally do with chemicals.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
nice.
So I do, you know, I do complete crawl spaces. I mean, I jack your house up and replace the bad wood. I put in vapor barriers, automated vents. Replace your structure underneath if need be.
So foundation repair. Can we say that?
Just put crawl space abatement. Just do that, because then if I go in and I find mold, then you pay me for the mold. If you buy the materials, I'll put in a vapor barrier and automated vents and all that for the cost.
Oh,
of the
wow! I hope you take a nice percentage on the materials for doing that, Ken. That's, you could make more money.
Right. Well, I don't need to get rich.
No,
my days of trying to get rich are over.
So, being that you do a lot of crawl space work and you do vapor barriers, would you be able to, or have you ever, or would you want to, do radon abatement? I mean, basically, isn't it a...
No, not radon, because that's a whole different cert, that's a whole different license.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, I don't even want to get into that. Then you're getting into all kinds of just crazy chemistry and everything else. I'm not into that.
Okay.
You know, I'll go in, I'll treat and seal the wood and all that, and I'll put in vapor barrier, automated vents, I'll jack your house up, replace all the bad wood. I'll give you a lifetime warranty against anything wood that's showing under your house, you know, provided you put base stations around your home, so.
Okay. That looks good. And then I've got an optional item for you, Ken. There's no additional charge for it if you want it. It's our Splash Call app, and you download it from the Play Store. It installs on any platform, whichever you use. It doesn't matter. The app comes with its own unique phone number that's local to you. It works on a VoIP system. And what it's designed to do is let you have a business number through the app and keep your personal cell phone number separate from the business. There's no charge for it. You can also have additional lines on it at no cost. So, like, Paige could have one. Do you intend to hire employees or subs that would be face-to-face with clients at all?
Do I? Yeah, I have. Well, I've tried. I've been trying to hire one guy for 6 years. I can't find anybody who wants to work. So,
eventually,
you know, they end up being, they end up just coming along with me and helping me out for a job, and then I never see him again because I pay stupid good.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
A 3-day job under a house, I give them a $1,500 bonus plus their pay. And
wow.
Either they don't work, they don't show up, or they work and then you never see them again. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, what
it's crazy,
isn't it? This, I'd come work for you for that, except, well, no, crawl spaces creep me out. Sorry. They just,
But there's nothing alive in there by the time they get in there, there's nothing alive in there because I've already treated it. So.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. Well, maybe not so bad. Anyway, if you add employees, they can each have the app and their own phone number. And assuming, you know, I mean, if you sent a guy out to do a job, he's going to have your client's phone number. Well, he communicates with them through the app. Now, down the road, if you have to let that guy go, you don't want him to poach any of your clients or, I mean, have access to a list of your clients. So all you need to do is tell us and we'll cut his line and he no longer has your contacts. Is that something
okay,
you
want to mention? Right? Sure, might as well, but I mean, we'll talk more about it tomorrow or something because I don't understand DIP and all that junk. But
you don't have to.
I don't want anybody handing out phone numbers but me.
Of course. No.
I don't want Paige to give a number to somebody or, you know what I mean? I want to be the only one that can dole those out.
No problem. Ken,
yeah,
what would you like to...
there's some trust issues there.
Hey, I don't blame you. I'm glad you're being careful. I mean, honestly... to tell you the truth, Ken, you remind me of one of my best friends named Ken, and he's been through, I couldn't tell you how many gold diggers, and we look at him every time and go, man, be careful this time, because, you know, and I'm going to tell you, Ken, I'm glad you're being careful this time. Good job.
I have to, because this is my last attempt. I mean, this is it.
Yeah, you're doing good. You're doing good. Trust me. Please, from somebody who's watched from the sidelines, the complete destruction, you're doing great. What would you like to show for your hours of operation? We don't have anything on your Google business profile.
It was 9 to 5.
Okay.
Monday through Friday. And then it was 9 to noon, I think, or something on Saturday, something like that. I mean, I'm to the point now where I'm not going to kill myself anymore. You know,
yeah,
probably doing 18, 20 stops a day, and I'm just too old for that.
Yeah,
I need to raise my prices and do less work and make the same amount of money is what I need to do instead of just trying to take care of the whole goddamn world. And
absolutely. I've been
so customer oriented that, you know what I mean? I'll take a loss on a job just to make sure they're happy. Well,
they're
usually happy anyways, if you read my reviews. So it's like I just got to quit doing that. I'm killing myself.
Yep, absolutely. Well, Ken, I'm ready for billing. So I assume your credit card goes to the 2530E450 in Anderson, Indiana.
Yep.
46012.
Yep.
And Master Visa, Amex, or Discover?
It's Visa.
Okay. And then I'm ready for those digits when you are. And just for security, I won't read them back to you. But if you just go in 4-digit blocks, I'll keep up.
Okay. It's 4430.
Okay.
4500.
Okay.
2767. 4471, fires 326, and the code. You need the code?
I do, but let me catch up. There we go. Okay.
That's 708.
What was it?
708.
Okay, got it. Thank you. Ending. Okay. Doesn't like something with the address. Let me fix that. Alright, I think I found it.
326 is the expiration, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And it didn't want to take it the first time. I had a space where it didn't belong in your name.
Oh.
And I didn't realize it. So it was on my end that I was fixing. You're just fine. So I'm going to go ahead and run this through. It's going to be for a total of $398. That's $299 for your first month and then the one-time $99 setup. And then
and that's $399 in there.
What's that?
I have $399 in there.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so it says no credit card number provided in billing information. Yes, there was. I. All right, why did we do that? We're going to have to do that over, Ken, but let me fix the silly thing again. Because it decided to flake. Okay, can we try that number again?
Okay. 4430.
Okay.
4500.
Got it.
2767.
Okay.
4471.
Okay, hold on just a sec. It's not your. There we go. And that was 3 of 26. Question mark.
Yep.
Okay. And I don't remember.
708.
Let's see if. See if it likes me now. The box that we type the credit card into, it flakes sometimes. And so you'll have two emails now on the way. The first one is, let's see. Well, one of them is going to be Local Splash initial invoice. And that one I'll need to have you open if you could, please. This is where we're going to go through a voice verification. And you're going to say who is authorized to access the account, okay? So this is a component I want you to do.
Okay.
That keeps the account in your control.
Right.
So let me know when you find that one.
I'm going to push on speaker here.
No problem.
Yeah,
so it would have sent to peaceofmindpestcontrol17@gmail.com.
Right. Let's see here. That's the realtor. Okay. So I've got the invitation invoice.
Yes. Perfect. So about four sentences down, it says click here.
Okay.
And then on that page, yep, that's everything that all the services are providing.
It says the link you're trying to access has expired.
Oh, what? Okay. That's strange.
Yeah.
Okay, let me try to resend it here.
I'm going to try to click on it again, see what happens.
Why not?
Oh, same thing.
Okay.
Let me go back and see if you sent me another one.
Well,
nope.
It looks like you already did what you needed to do. Let me check this.
Yep, Dave might have done it.
Oh, okay, wait a second. I gotcha. Tell you what, so don't worry about that email. We've got to fix something on our end in your account. I just found it. It's not your problem. It's our problem. For some reason, you had two accounts in our system, and so they're clashing with one another. But everything else is fine, and that should be a copy of your invoice there. So what I'm going to do, Ken, I'll get you a receipt as soon as I can. That's the hiccup on our end. But we don't have that at the moment, but we'll do the voice verification, which goes through who's authorized, and you'll be able to reiterate that tomorrow during your onboarding call too. So you're still good there, and I'll stay on top of this so you get a copy of your receipt. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So I just processed your payment through. That's why it kicked off the faulty link, but It kicked it off. Yep. So
it
the voice
here. It tells me now. It went through because it tells me now I have a $1.49 balance.
Okay. Oh gosh. Okay. Well, I'm glad and I'm sad, but we'll build her back up. We'll build her back up.
Yeah, I'm going down to turn that thing in Indy right now. So.
So we'll do the voice verification. There are several places where I'll ask you questions. So if you're ready, I'll go ahead and get going.
Okay.
Okay. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is being recorded for quality assurance and is added to your file as an additional form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as it should read on Google.
Peace of Mind Pest Control.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Kenton Hughes, owner-operator.
Are you authorized to hire Local Splash on behalf of the business?
Yep.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes, I am.
Is there anyone else authorized to make changes to your account? I'd say no.
Okay, no.
That's what I'd say right there. If you need a hint, you can copy off my paper. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to communications coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your subscription?
What does that mean?
So, like, if you start going out and doing viral TikToks, let us know so we can work it into your programming.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup have been charged on today's date, April 6, 2023, in the discounted non-refundable total of $398, the breakout of which is a one-time $99 setup charge and a $299 flat rate for your first month. Going forward, beginning on May 6th, your recurring auto-renew subscription charge will be a flat $299. This is a true flat rate to which there are no additional taxes, click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. You may pause or discontinue your subscription at any time by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Thank you, Ken. And then one more thing, we need to set your security question and answer. So anytime your page would call to access your account, we would ask the security question as an added form of protection for you. So, obviously don't get it out. But something for you know, too, it works in reverse. We've heard of companies that sound like us or try to, I don't know. We'll never call you asking for more money, ever. Neither will Google. So if you get calls from anybody saying you need to pay something for your website or whatnot, their pants are on fire, you don't have to. I would just hang up on them because it's likely a scam. Or throw the challenge question at them, and if they can't answer it, you really know it's not us. Make sense?
Well, will I be dealing with you or somebody else?
You'll deal most of the time with your technicians, but I'm still here.
Oh.
And you've got my number on the lead on your account.
Okay.
So security question options. We've got mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to use?
Or my first what?
First pet's name.
Oh, Well, you know what I usually do, because nobody will ever know it, is I usually just put, like, dogs or something all the way through.
So first pet, you want, like, dog, dog, dog?
Yep.
Okay.
Just,
you got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, on all three of them.
Well, no, I'm going to, so your answer then would be dog, dog, dog. That's what
just
I'm putting in.
Single, at. Just T-O-G-S.
Okay. Dogs. First pet's name, dogs. Okay. I'm going to put another note on here. All right, perfect. We are, well, you are, you're all set, Ken. Any questions for me today before I let you go back to work?
No, make me some money.
All right, we'll get to work. You go get to work.
Okay, and we'll be talking tomorrow at 10, right?
Yes, sir, we will.
All right, I'll talk to you then.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ken. Bye-bye.
Bye.